Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 40, Virtualized Reality. When I first got into IT, there was servers everywhere. If you wanted a new service, a new anything, you needed servers. And a lot of places had a lot of servers. You want a web server, you want a file server, you want anything. You got to have a server for it. And a funny thing happened over the last several years. Now the machines have gotten so powerful, and the technology for taking a server and essentially virtualizing it has gotten so powerful, that instead of having racks and racks of servers, now we've got fewer servers, and instead we're running hundreds of virtual servers in that. And that has lots of implications if you're an IT person. Think about all the routers and switches and network drops and everything that are required to access those servers. And I'm not talking about the virtual servers, I'm talking about the physical servers. And now those are still there, but now there's less of that. And in fact, there's a movement to essentially take all of that stuff and virtualize it even more. So, and in fact, make it so that all of that command line stuff that you used to do to configure switches, routers, and whatever, all of that is going to be essentially automated. I think rightfully so. People feel threatened by that. I mean, and if you're managing a network, it's certainly easier and less error prone to have something that just goes out and does the magic for you. And there's different buzzwords for that: software defined networking and open flow and blah 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 blah. So I want this application to go from here to here, and I don't want to touch all the intermediate switches and go and doink around on the command line. I just want it to work. And I think there's power in that, but certainly IT people feel threatened by that. And you know, so approaching this from the security point of view, I think that what we see as security enters the equation is that now you've got a whole bunch of groups of people that are used to working together that now have to work together on the same physical hardware because everything's virtualized. And I mean, that creates a political issue, because even in a well-run large enterprise, it's not uncommon for all of these groups to be run by different people, and for there to be, now I won't say turf wars, but there are things that are in different people's turfs, and sometimes it takes a while to get things done because everything's run by different people. So I could see, even in, say, downsizing, maybe some of these people end up losing their jobs. But I think what's going to happen ultimately, and we're in a phase now where we don't know exactly what's going to come ahead with any of this stuff. We do know it's going to change jobs. We know that as everything sort of virtualizes into the cloud or virtualization, things are going to change, and we're still trying to come to grips with what that change is going to be. Certainly, as far as security goes, it changes the implications substantially when you consolidate more data onto pieces of silicon that might even be in a remote data center somewhere. It's definitely a challenge that as an industry we have to work with, and I think what's going to happen ultimately is that the people that have certain kinds of jobs today will have different kinds of jobs tomorrow, because the one thing that I've seen over the years is that as technology improves and things we used to pay a lot of people to do, there's not so much need for it anymore, new needs come up, and it's hard for people that don't know what the skills are, don't know what's necessary, to figure out, okay, well, what should I do so that I continue to have a job and continue to be marketable? And I think my advice that I can impart on to people as they're trying to deal with this reality is you have to be flexible. If all you do is turn widgets and widgets go away, or the widget changes in some way that you're not familiar with, it means that ultimately your job's going to get outsourced or become irrelevant. And so if you want to maintain relevance, you have to learn new skills and do new things. And so in some respects, I look at all of this virtualization as a huge opportunity for people that have been doing one part of the IT solution stack to branch out into other parts of the IT stack. There's plenty of opportunity there. And so I wouldn't necessarily look at it as a threat, although I could see virtualization being a threat to certain businesses maybe. But at the end of the day, this is the way things are going, and you can either evolve and come along for the ride, or you can get left behind. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.